Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Chris Daniels.
Well, that was fun. I thought the last that I was Advocar. apparently not. Well, hey. Oh, that's great, isn't it? Christmas! Yeah! And it's great, all about Christ. We spent years trying to get the Christ back into Christmas. I think with the way the media is going at the moment, they keep talking about the festive season. So I think we've been trying to get Christmas back into Christmas soon, if we're not careful. But hey, but Christ, he is the healer. Amen. Anyone here ever been healed by Christ?
Yeah.
Wow, physically healed.
Yeah.
One moment there was something wrong with you, and the next moment Christ took it away.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Hey, what that might be. Righteousness. Don't like that word. Too many S's in for me. Righteousness. Great word. If you like, to make it a bit easier for the adults, because I know you lot know what righteousness is, but it's being right with God. And so many people follow so many different religions. So many people follow all sorts of different paths to try and make themselves right with some kind, with themselves, with God. They put their own effort in to try and make sense of their lives and try and make them feel right and all that. And the Old Testament somewhere it says that self-righteousness is like dirty rags. You know, when you're trying to do all that, when God looks at you, all that effort you put in to try and make yourself look good before God, it's pointless. It's all like wearing dirty rags. But Jesus came, and when he came, he is our righteousness. He is our right with Godness. Yeah? So it's not that we have to do something and achieve something and be something in order to get right with God. It's that we trust in what Jesus has already done, and he makes us right with God. No effort on our part. Apart from believing. Which, if you're a doubtful sort of person, is quite a lot of effort just to believe sometimes. Amen? But it's just about believing in Christ and allowing Christ to come into you, and look, he'll heal you and he'll become your right with Godness. No more trying, no more effort on that front. Isn't that great? Oh wow. I was really hoping this one would be in the middle, but it wasn't, so I couldn't make a point about it being in the center. But Emmanuel, I know sometimes it's spent with an E. But when you're trying to put things into Christmas, it can be spelt with an I. So it's all right. Emmanuel, God with us. All these other religions and other philosophies and ideas have you chasing after God. And yet when you receive God, he actually comes in you. He is with us. There's no other God like that. Only one God, and his name is Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Wow. S. Actually, it's worked out like I wanted it to. Well done, guys. Saviour, right in the middle of it all, is the Saviour. Wow. Need I say more? Do we need saving? Well, I don't. I've been saved now, but you know. But I love that picture, that video. Wasn't that just awesome? Because whenever we tell the Christmas story, we always start with an angel appearing to John's mum and all that. Well, actually, the Christmas story kind of begins in Genesis chapter 1. And all the way through the Old Testament, right from the beginning all the way to the end. Remember all those stories you saw? Daniel in the lion's den, and Moses taking the people of Israel out of Egypt into the promises of God. And all these other stories, the ram and the Joseph, one of them trying to sacrifice his son. This is quiz time. But you know, and then God providing a lamb. Even with Adam and Eve, right from the beginning, they tried to cover their shame with a fig leaf, and God provided a sheep, and basically a leather jacket, leather clothes, out of the sheep's clothing and the wool and stuff. Right in the very first stories of the Bible, one of the first interactions of God with man was God covering sin and shame with a lamb offering. And then Jesus became the ultimate lamb on the cross, didn't he? So right from the beginning, right the way through history, until the first Christmas, the Christmas story is there. The Saviour right in the middle. God saying, I can and will save my people whenever they need it. Oh, it's cool. Right, T, trust. That's what we do. We trust. We have faith. We actually rely on God. And we live a life of relying on God. And it starts when you ask Jesus into your life. Oh, I like these next two. Mediator. This is the long ones. Who got mediator to read out? I know, that was good, wasn't it? And who got advocate? Was that Joel? Where is Joel? Where are you? It's all right. Apparently, Mary and Joseph did the same with a 12-year-old Jesus. But anyway, yeah, mediator and advocate, they're legal terms really, aren't they? When you have a mediator, it's someone who is a go-between. So Jesus becomes a go-between between you and God the Father. And that's really cool, isn't it? And also an advocate is someone who stands up on your behalf when you're needing help. They will stand on your behalf. And this is really cool because I was thinking about this because whenever I've been taught this in the past, years ago, taught about what an advocate is, it was like you needed Jesus to beg God on your behalf because he was your advocate. And he will approach God and he will get whatever out of Father God you need because he's your advocate. I sort of twigged this morning, well, hang on, God's on our side. So we've actually got an advocate who stands on our behalf in front of a willing Father. Isn't that cool? How do we not get more prayers answered, really? You know, how can we not trust and have faith in this awesome Father God? Because he has sent Jesus to be an advocate, so someone to stand in his place and will stand before a willing Father who wants to bless us and wants to give us the best life possible. Amen? It's wonderful. In fact, in my experience, Jesus often becomes, or the Holy Spirit actually, becomes the advocate on behalf of God saying, look, this is what I've got for you. This is what I've brought for you. These promises, this wonderful covenant that I have made for you. So it's not so much about me going to God and having an advocate saying, come on God, give me this. It's God saying to Jesus, the Holy Spirit, he needs reminding of what I've purchased for him. What I've bought for him. Amen. And the last one is strength. What incredible strength that God brings to your life. You know, we're singing this in all these wonderful carols and some of the modern worship songs we're singing, and they're powerful. And they're painting a picture of an incredibly awesome, mighty, fantastic, humongous God. And yet he's living inside of us. This incredible God is on the inside of you. If you've invited him into your life, that seems just wow. Which spelt backwards is wow. It's brilliant. You know? So what strength? And some people say to you, you know, Christianity is just a bit of a crutch. Just, you know, you need a bit of strength. But that's only said by people that have never really had to overcome anything, or people that have never really had to achieve anything. If you want to achieve something, you want to overcome something, you need some strength from somewhere, often. And I tell you, there's an incredible source of strength that comes through the Saviour, the Healer, the Emmanuel, God with us. Isn't that right? Absolutely. Wonderful stuff. But all of this points to something. What are we coming to? Are we coming to some new religion? Are we coming to some big thing? A nice club? I don't know, what did I used to call it? A self-improvement program for hymn lovers? No. We are coming to a person. We are coming to the person who is Jesus. And when you strip it all back, even down to the little baby, what did the shepherds come to? What did the wise men, or ninjas as I think they are, come to? Oh, come on. Right. You've got these group of people that have got to travel with gold from somewhere in Persia into, well, or Parthia as it was known then, into an enemy empire. Wow. Yeah. Are they going to be three pompous old people on camels with a little pot Ooh, rob me, rob me. Now, I reckon these wise men were like Wellard, and we were really... Anyway, that's just my theory. Just let your imagination go on that one, you know. But what did they come to? They didn't come to a what. They came to a who. They came to a person. And that's the invitation for everybody. Every day of the year. You know, there's about 150, 180,000 people every day on this planet that come to a person called Jesus. Every single day, on average. Obviously, you can't quite count, but they reckon on average, roughly, there's almost 200,000 people a day. This isn't history. People are meeting Jesus in the same way that they could then, as powerfully as they could then, right now, right today. That's amazing. It's amazing. Awesome stuff. You're coming to a person. That's what we're celebrating. Not another set of laws. We're not celebrating Moses on the mountain, cracking open the law. Guess what? I've got some new updated laws, everybody. Hooray! No, we're coming to a person. We're coming to a relationship. And everyone that came to Jesus related to him as king. And they had some relationship with this baby, this toddler, however old he was when they came. But guess what? Today, if you haven't before, you can have that relationship with this awesome, what Christmas spells out, that relationship can be yours. Hallelujah. Anybody here got a... Oh, no, I won't ask that because you've all... You've all been... Most of you have been healed. A lot of people have been healed. Anyone here been forgiven? Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, a whole lot of times. So Hebrews 12:22. When you come to Jesus, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to thousands of angels in joyful assembly. Wow. Because nearly 200,000 people a day are getting born again and becoming Christians. They're getting to know Jesus for the first time. Therefore, heaven is on permanent party and celebration mode, is it not? A whole host of angels celebrating. You have come to the assembly of God's firstborn children, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God himself, who is the judge of all people. And you have come to the spirits of the redeemed in heaven, who have now been made perfect. And you have come to Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people, and to the sprinkled blood which graciously forgives, instead of crying out for vengeance as the blood of Abel did. You know, sometimes, especially on the telly, you'll see things about Christianity, you'll see things about Jesus, and it always portrays the followers of Jesus and kind of guilt-ridden people. Sorry. Guilt-ridden people who were just sort of under something. But a relationship with Jesus frees you from all of that. And actually, the blood that was sprinkled, the blood of Jesus from Easter time, because obviously the real message of Christmas is Easter, if the blood that is sprinkled then is a merciful thing. You may think, oh, I'll never be good enough. Oh, I just blow it too often. I don't need to come back to Jesus because I'm blown it too often. But the blood of Jesus is merciful. Amen. Totally and utterly merciful. In other words, none of us have deserved it. There isn't a person in this room that does deserve the love of God and the mercy of God. But we got it. We got it. I better not do that too much. Cause an earthquake. Anyway, we come to Jesus, we come to a person, and that's what we celebrate this Christmas. This is why we have such a good time week by week in this place, because we just celebrate that person of Jesus, who is God, but came as a human to lead us back up to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll just encourage you, if you don't know Jesus, or if you're struggling with your relationship, and you're trying to get it all right all the time, and you're trying to, that's becoming the big main thing, just come to Jesus. Again, afresh. Come to Jesus this morning. Spend some time with whoever brought you. Spend some time with one of the guys on the front, and just pray afresh, and just say, look, I want to come back to Jesus. I want to come and have a relationship to Jesus. Just as thousands of people are all around the world today coming to Jesus, I want to be a part of that throng. I want to be a part of that crowd. I always want to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.